The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema commissions 50-megawatt solar power plant. 31 individuals arrested for immigration-related offences, and Kenyan leader sparks uproar after mocking Nigerians' spoken English. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. President Hakainde Hichilema has commissioned a 50-megawatt solar power plant in Lwapula province. Mr. Hichilema emphasizes that meaningful national progress does not happen by accident but is the result of deliberate planning and vision. Speaking during the commissioning today, Mr. Hichilema said the project was long envisioned as part of government efforts to drive sustainable development and economic growth. There is no development by chance, all development is orchestrated, said President Hichilema. He noted that the newly launched solar plant is expected to stimulate job creation, particularly by attracting investment in the mining sector, and further explained that reliable electricity supply will enable the processing of minerals locally, adding value to Zambia's natural resources. Mr. Hichilema, who is also scheduled to tour exhibition stands at the Lwapula Expo, underscored the critical role of energy in economic activities. Without power, the expo means nothing, as nearly all businesses depend on electricity to operate efficiently, said Mr. Hichilema. The head of state has expressed gratitude to key stakeholders, including the Ministry of Energy, the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, and ZESCO, for their role in ensuring the successful completion of the project. He has further called on citizens to embrace unity and collective effort in driving the country's development agenda, noting that cooperation remains essential in achieving national goals. And President Hakainde Hichilema is scheduled to undertake a one-day working visit to Kasama in Northern Province on Saturday, April 25. Northern Province Minister Leonard Mbao says the President is expected to begin his visit with a courtesy call on His Royal Highness Paramount Chief Chitimukulu at his palace. Mr. Mbao says the visit will highlight government's continued respect for and collaboration with the traditional leadership in promoting national development. Thereafter, the President will proceed to officially open the newly constructed Kasama Mall and Urban Hotel, key infrastructure developments aimed at boosting economic activity, job creation and tourism in Northern Province, said Mr. Mbao in a statement issued to RCV News. Mr. Mbao said later in the day the head of state will hold an interactive session with members of the public aimed at strengthening engagement between the government and citizens while addressing key concerns affecting the province. He said the visit will conclude with a meeting between the president and party officials at the party secretariat. Mr. Mbao has further encouraged residents of Kasama and surrounding areas to turn out in large numbers to welcome the president. The Department of Immigration has apprehended 31 individuals for immigration-related offences involving foreign nationals found to be in contravention of the Immigration and Deportation Act No. 123 of the Laws of Zambia. In Kawe, the Regional Immigration Office secured the conviction of 29 Ethiopian nationals for failure to appear before an immigration officer upon entry into Zambia and unlawful presence in the country. The department said the individuals were apprehended by the Zambia police in separate incidents in Chisamba district on 27 and 28 March 2026 before being handed over to immigration on 30th March for further processing. The Kawe Magistrate Court fined each individual 10,000 kwacha, or in default, sentenced them to 12 months simple imprisonment. Meanwhile, the Luansha Immigration Office secured the conviction of a 28-year-old Tanzanian national, Dimasi Manyela, who was apprehended during routine immigration operations within Luansha town. According to investigations, Mr. Manyela had entered Zambia unlawfully and was unlawfully staying in the country and was also found in possession of a forged immigration stamp.
The Department of Immigration has secured multiple convictions for immigration-related offences involving foreign nationals found to be in contravention of the Immigration and Deportation Act, Chapter 123 of the Laws of Zambia. In Kawe, the Regional Immigration Office secured the conviction of 29 Ethiopian nationals for failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer upon entry into Zambia and unlawful presence in the country. The individuals were apprehended by the Zambia police in separate incidents in Chisamba district on 27th and 28th March 2026.
Vice President Mutalena Lumango says Zambia's economy is stabilizing and heading into growth, noting that it would be even more stable if global conditions were normal. Mrs. Nalumango says the country is navigating a challenging international environment, but remains on a positive trajectory. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango stated that if the global situation were more favorable, Zambia's economy would have already fully stabilized. She pointed to key economic indicators as evidence of progress, highlighting improvements in the exchange rate and a reduction in inflation to single-digit levels. Mrs. Nalumango said government programs such as the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and Cash for Work initiatives demonstrate resilience in the economy. An economy that is not doing well cannot provide CDF and Cash for Work, among others, said Mrs. Nalumango. The Vice President was responding to Mpika Member of Parliament, Francis Kapyanga, who sought clarification on whether the country's economy is stabilizing.
The economy is even beyond stabilizing. Because the intention of this government, the Minister of Finance is here, the intention of this government is not just to stabilize, but to see the economy grow. The economy is stabilizing if not stabilized. Would be very stable if the world status, the world status, the happenings of this world were normal. We would have already stabilized and moved into growth. This is the intention, madam.
In African news, Kenyan President William Ruto has faced a social media backlash after publicly suggesting that Nigerian-accented English was incomprehensible and required a translator. Addressing Kenyans living in Italy on Monday, Ruto said, "If you listen to a Nigerian speaking, you don't know what they're saying. You need a translator," while boasting that Kenyans spoke some of the best English in the world. His remarks drew fierce condemnation from Nigerians and other Africans online who accused the Kenyan leader of demeaning a fellow African nation. Coming up shortly, key suspect in notorious Tadamon massacre during Syria civil war arrested. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional,